Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. And today we're going to continue one verse again, just like yesterday. James 3:14 is our focal passage today. Interesting verse because it's talking about jealousy. And not just jealousy, but the scripture here says bitter jealousy. So if you have your copy of God's Word, turn with me to James 3:14. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Now this verse standing alone by itself can be kind of hard to grasp because in reality, it's a continual thought from verse 14 through verse 16. But today, I wanted to only grab verse 14. All right, so true wisdom, and that's what we're talking about. When we come out of the verses before this, we're talking about true wisdom. Remember what we said about wisdom yesterday? It's the act of applying knowledge to life, being able to understand the complexities of how this particular knowledge is applicable to today. And wisdom, as we know it, comes from God. So here in verse 14, true wisdom has no room for jealousy. A different translation says bitter envy. For what? Or for selfish ambition. All right, so if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, well, that would probably explain a lot of people, would it not? Yeah. Then James is saying, don't boast. Don't be false to the truth. In other words, to boast is to deny the truth, to lie against the truth. And that's what he's saying here in verse 14. If you've got envy, if you have jealousy in your heart, and you have this rivalry, this trying to gain something for yourself, for personal gain, selfish ambition, then don't boast. Don't deny the truth. All right? So it's kind of an idea that says, you know, what motivates you? What drives you? When somebody else gets a promotion and you didn't, does that enrage you? Does it drive jealousy within your heart? And even in relationships, we can have that jealousy in our hearts. But that is not a part of wisdom. That's what James is saying. So today, think on these things, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.